I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on our volunteers who give generously of their time to make our communities great places to live. Chris Hicks is a volunteer fitness instructor with ConnectWell Community Health in Lanark. Hi, Chris. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I always say, where would we be without our volunteers? Why did you choose to be a volunteer?
I've been a volunteer for many, many years, and I realized that all of these wonderful community programs would not be without our volunteers. It's very important.
What different volunteer jobs have you had? I say jobs, roles have you had over the years?
Well, my volunteer journey started probably when I was about 12 or 13, when I was a candy striper at the local hospital. That's where it started. And it's gone from there. Many different roles I've played over the years, over the past 45 or so years.
Tell us about your role now as a fitness instructor.
Well, we moved to the area. I live on Patterson Lake. And I noticed that they were offering free fitness classes at the Watson's Corners Community Hall in 2018. So I thought, well, let's go down and take a look. So I initially started as a participant, but they were always looking for instructors or volunteers, and I quickly jumped on board and became an instructor at the Watson's Corners Community Hall.
Now, I understand you're a retired police officer.
Yes, I am.
So you're not a stranger to community support.
Yes.
And has that influenced you in any way about your decision now at this stage of your life to volunteer?
It's a continuum. I mean, it's like I said, it started as a candy striper when I was very young. And then when I became a police officer, I saw how much community needs that support. And I thought, well, I've got extra time. I can lend my hand in that support for people in the community.
Mm-hmm. You know, volunteers give and give and give. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what is in it for you? What do you get back from it?
Well, it's interesting because people nowadays think of things monetarily. And it's you do get back from volunteering, but it's you can't measure it. It's how you feel and what you see, the impact that you have on these people that you are helping. You know, yes, you're helping them, but what you gain from it is so much more, so much more.
So community service is important to you?
Yes, it is. Always has been.
Okay. What, this must be very gratifying for you to do this kind of thing. You've done it all your life, mm-hmm. volunteering.
Yes.
And what would you say to people that perhaps are thinking of volunteering, but they're reluctant to do it? They're not sure if they should.
Well, I think when people think of volunteering, they think, oh, I got to sign up and I'm bound by this for an extended period of time. No. A lot of my volunteering experience has been a one-day thing. I helped hand out hampers of food at the local church in Lanark a couple of years ago. That was a one-off. But I helped. Everybody pitching in, many hands make light work. My parents always used to say that. Right. And it's very true. So, I mean, yes, you can commit to years of volunteering in a certain area, or you can just do a one-off. And if you're not sure, ask people who are volunteering because they can put you in the right direction. And it can be something, find something that appeals to you, that you will enjoy doing as well.
Now, your volunteering extends beyond instructing fitness classes, right, to the hall, the small community hall where you teach the classes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. What do you do there?
Well, when we moved in 2018, I started taking classes at the hall and I saw this beautiful country hall. And the reality is, in the out north of Lanark, we have all these wonderful halls that have been there for years. We don't have these fancy senior centers or community centers. These are the hub of these rural communities. And when I saw this hall, and it was informed that we have within our hall the oldest rural Ontario library. The Deluzi Library is housed within the hall. I was like, oh, wow, okay, I'm in. So I thought, how can I help this hall? Because over the years, they need more love. That's how I say it. The hall needs some love. Right. So I jumped in, and it started with cleaning toilets, and washing counters, and washing the floors. And it progressed to the point where now I'm the hall manager. And my husband, I roped him in, he's the hall chair.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, the small halls, of course, are run by volunteers as
totally,
well.
Totally, totally.
And where would our small communities be without the hall? Because they're a real hub, aren't they?
They are. During the 98 ice storm, the halls housed people. Watson's Corners Community Hall in 1998 during the ice storm had people living in the hall. They slept in the big hall. We have showers. That's why we're considered an emergency shelter. So, I mean, we really were of service to our community. All the halls were at that time and still are.
And how long have you volunteered now for the fitness classes?
Probably about 5 years I've been a fitness instructor through ConnectWell.
And you see that continuing, do you?
Oh, for sure. I love it. I love teaching the fitness classes. Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about volunteerism before we end this chat?
Well, you have to look at volunteerism or volunteering. It's very fluid. And over my 45 years of volunteering, I've done very different types of volunteering. I was a Girl Guide leader when my kids were younger. I was a school volunteer when my kids were in high school. I taught a mental health outreach program in my 40s, which was sort of connected with what I did as a police officer. So wherever you are in your life, it can be very fluid and it can change. And you don't have to say, well, I'm going to do this volunteer job for the next 20 years. No, not necessarily true. It could be wherever you're at. It's very fluid. There's lots of opportunities out there, too.
Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. This has been interesting.
Not a problem. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do as a volunteer. And also thanks to all our volunteers in general out there in the community for all the selfless work that they do. And I want to thank you too, Chris. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Chris Hicks is a volunteer seniors fitness instructor with ConnectWell Community Health. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.